Hello, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. This is my final prediction for the US presidential election, and read no significance it to be sporting a red shirt today. So it's tomorrow, the first Tuesday in November, as provided by the Constitution. That's the quadrennial presidential election. So, all right, spoiler alert, it's going to be Donald J. Trump is going to take his second term. The second president ever since Grover Cleveland to lose an election and then come back a term later. But I predict that he will die in this presidential term of natural causes, if not be incapacitated. So really, J.D. Vance is going to finish off his presidential term. So the popular vote, he's going to get 48%. He's going to lose the popular vote again. Kamala Harris is going to win it with 48.5%. What else? So Trump's going to get 271 electoral votes, win by the narrowest possible margin, because as things stand, it's thought that Trump is safe to get at 419 electoral votes. Remember, there are 538 electors in the Electoral College, and 270 is victory. Anything 270 or anything over that. So if you look at the states which are virtually certain to vote Trump or probable to vote Trump, is those ones. Yeah, he's got 219. Harris starts for slightly further ahead. Miss Harris with 226 electoral votes. If you look at the states which are almost definitely going to vote for her or very likely to vote for her, you look how they voted in the past, where one candidate or other has won by a margin of over 10% last time. Those are considered blue states or red states, safe. They're purplish ones. Is there really seven ultra marginal, or the swing states? These could go either way and have changed hands several times over the past, let's say, 10 electoral cycles. They are Nevada, which carries 6 electoral votes, Arizona, which carries 11, North Carolina, which carries 16, Georgia also 16. Those are the Sun Belt states, a bit further south, spread east to west. Okay, and then the Rust Belt states further north, post-industrial states, Wisconsin, which has got 10 electoral votes, Michigan, which has got 15, and the big daddy of them, Pennsylvania, which has got 19. Okay, despite Joe Biden growing up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, he never hesitates to remind us of that. Nevertheless, that vote, that state voted red under Trump. Your path to 70, the numerous ways that Kamala Harris could do it. She just needs to gain another 44 electoral votes from where she more or less is at the moment. She could be Pennsylvania plus Georgia and Arizona, or Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Arizona, Pennsylvania and North Carolina, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania and Georgia or Wisconsin, or it could be Georgia, Michigan and North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina. She can do it without Pennsylvania, or she could do it, Georgia, Michigan, and let's say Nevada and Wisconsin. Pick up some of the smaller ones, and she can do it with three states quite easily, right? And Trump is a bit of a harder task because he needs to get 7 more electoral votes from where we're almost sure he's starting. If we look at the states where it's a racing certainty that the Republican ticket's going to win, so Georgia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, 3 biggies, or Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Michigan, or Pennsylvania, Michigan, and North Carolina, or instead, if it's not Pennsylvania at all, it could be North Carolina, Georgia, and Michigan would be enough to get him 51, yeah, and so on. If it's if it can be 4 states or more, leaving out some of the biggies like Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin and North Carolina and so on. So there are multiple paths to two victories. But anyway, I'm going to call it, looking at the swing states, I reckon he's going to win Nevada by 1 percentage point. He's going to win Arizona by 2 percentage points, and he's going to win North Carolina by 2 percentage points. If you look where the electoral polls are, I was sure he was going to win. Well, not sure. I was giving him a 55% chance. I'm putting that down to only 52% chance now. Trump himself says he's got a 97% chance, which is him lying as usual or being extremely stupid. It really was a knife edge. No, I'm not confident of my predictions. It'd be very foolish to be so. And so this is going to be won by quite small margins. In some cases, 1% might be less than 1%. And Pennsylvania, I predict he's going to win by 0.1%. And that could be determinative. If I'm wrong, Harris will win the whole election, okay? Because Whereas Georgia, I predict that Kamala Harris is going to win by 1%. Remember, Joe Biden won by the narrowest of margins. African Americans are a significant minority there. Now, remember Donald Trump speaking up for children's rights. That plays badly in most of the country. Most of the people want to deprive children of the right to life. But in the Bible Belt, that actually boosts him. Okay, and Bible Belt, well, that would be North Carolina and Georgia in particular, southern states, less so in the other ones. Yeah, so that's one of the reasons he'll win Georgia. And he's more successful amongst African Americans than previous Republican candidates. I can't think why. You know, in the days of George W. Bush, only 5% of African Americans who vote Republican, is now about 15%. You might say, it doesn't seem very much. Yeah, but it's tripled. Pennsylvania, I think, as I say, he'll ruin by the narrowest of margins. Not that the pro-life stand is helping him there, actually redounces his advantage. Kamala Harris win Michigan by 2 percentage points and Wisconsin by 0.5 percentage points. So there's a sort of, there's this margin of error. Now, the opinion polls have often been prejudiced against Trump. Not that they've tried to rig them or something. These sophologists, they want to get it right. They want to have a representative sample. But they realize that people who are likely to vote Trump are less willing to answer the phone or to tell them, lower social trust, which is why they've underestimated Trump and previous Republican support. So I tried to factor that in as well. But they're not going to underestimate it by so much as before, because they've adjusted for that. The election, the polls were more accurate last time than in 2016, when the national poll said that Hillary Clinton by 4 percentage points of the popular vote, she won by 2 percentage points, but she still lost the Electoral College. What else am I going to say? Now, this should be the Democrats for the taking, and it really reflects badly on them if they lose it. Well, it always reflects badly on you, but particularly badly. The demographics are moving their way. They have been for the decades, slowly, but it's cumulative. And they have incumbency, and all right, Kamala Harris is not the sitting president, but she is the vice president. They have no foreign war. I mean, there's war in Ukraine, war in Israel. The United States is not a combatant of these wars. No American soldier has been killed overseas for several years. And what else? They've got a growing economy. Unemployment is low. Inflation is low. It was bad like 3 years ago, but it's good now. The stock market is booming. There's one reason to be optimistic. Making progress with renewable energy. Crime is not particularly high. Come out of the coronavirus economy. He's done a lot to stimulate the economy. Many infrastructure projects have gone ahead. Better relations with European Union countries than ever. Poor relations with Russia, that's not America's fault. Fairly bad relationship with China, not particularly worse. China hasn't dared to attack Taiwan. So really been no catastrophes on Biden's watch. Yeah, he pulled out of Afghanistan, but a high majority of Americans wanted him to do so. That was Trump's plan. Do you really want to go back in there? I haven't heard a single Republican say get back in there. So even if it was the wrong decision to withdraw, you're going to live with it now. It's not that important. It was just sheer cynical opportunism. It reflects her debilities as a candidate, her dislikability that she did this. Not that Trump is likable. He's absolutely vile, an utterly despicable, foul ogre, a sick excuse for a human being, just pathetic, rebarbative, nauseating, the worst of the worst. Just like machine gunning us with mendacity. Wow. Gish galloping. He's absolutely noisome. And imbecilic. His derangement of mind is plain to see. Alzheimer's, very, very likely got Alzheimer's. Symptoms of pre-Alzheimer's even 10 years ago. It was a heritable condition that his father died of. So, yeah, anyway, he's owed a heart attack or a stroke or something. Couldn't happen to a nicer bloke. Well, let's look at the states where it's not so close. I'm calling it for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, 22%. Florida, Trump, 5%. Used to be really on a knife edge. He's going to win that, not quite comfortably. Obviously, Ron DeSantis won the governorship there by a country mile. This is a state that Obama won twice. So, it's not beyond bounds that, next time, 2028, the Democrats win that and keep it. And obviously, speaking up for babies has actually hurt Trump there, which is why he's moderated a bit. Minnesota, okay, the Democrats get there by 5%. In a way, it should be more, actually, because that's Tim Walz's state where he's governor. Missouri, 14%, according to that, for Trump. New Jersey, 15% for Kamala Harris. Okay, and whereas New Mexico, 5% for Ms. Harris. New York State, for the Harris-Walz ticket. That's by a 16 percentage point margin. Ohio for Trump by 8 percentage point. Washington State, 18 percentage point margin in favor of the Democrats. And yeah, Colorado, again, so they're a blue state by 8 percentage points. Maine, second district, 8% for Trump. The Maine won by a 21% margin for the Democrats. That was a more urban Maine. Okay, Maryland by 26 percentage point margin for the Blues. Washington, D.C., 30 percentage point margin in favor of Miss Harris, the most African-American major city in the United States. Massachusetts by 26% margin for the Democrats. Hasn't voted for the Republicans since 1998. Sorry, no, not even 1988. I think 1984. Hasn't voted for the Republicans since 84. Okay, so West Virginia by Trump by 26 percentage point margin, the poorest state in the USA. Delaware by a 17 percentage point margin for Kamala Harris, was New Hampshire by 40 percentage point Harris, sorry, by 4 percentage point margin for Miss Harris. He used to be quite a Republican state in the 90s. Indiana by a 16 percentage point margin for Mr. Donald J. Trump. And that was Mike Pence's state. Rhode Island by 12 percentage points for Miss Harris. Texas by 8 percentage points for Trump. Remember, it was competitive last time. It was only down to 6 percentage points. Yeah, Republicans won it, but not by the very wide margins they used to win it, like three electoral cycles ago. Tennessee, 20 percentage points for Trump. Remember, the Democrats used to hold that in the days of Al Gore. Long gone are those days. Vermont for Harris by 30 points. Oregon, 10% for Harris. Iowa, Trump by 5%. South Dakota, 27 percentage point margin for Mr. Trump. Wyoming, the state with the lowest population, by a 40 percentage point margin for the Trump-Vance ticket. So South Carolina by 12 percentage points for the Reds, and Montana by 19 percentage points for the Reds. Utah, where the homeland of Mormonism, 26 percentage points for Trump. Not as much as it should be, really. Nebraska, District 1, by 16 percentage points for Trump. Nebraska, District 2, by 7 percentage points for Ms. Harris. And Nebraska, District 3, by 50 percentage points for Mr. Trump. So this is one of those states which doesn't give, is not a winner-takes-all system. Kansas, by 6 percentage points for Mr. Trump. Alaska, by 9 percentage points for Mr. Trump. And Connecticut by 15 percentage points for Ms. Harris. Oklahoma, 15 percentage points margin in favor of the Trump J.D. Vance ticket. And Arkansas, okay, so they're a 14 percentage point margin in favor of Mr. Trump. We shall see. It'll be a real nail biter. Trump's going to declare victory no matter what happens. There's going to be court battles for weeks. So probably, you know, the year 2000 will be nothing on this. Thanks for watching. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.